This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So this lady, we're having a conversation and talking about God. And she's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm a total atheist. I don't believe in any of this. When the plane started shaking, and like out of her instinctive reaction, she grabbed my hand. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then she let it go, like when everything calmed down. And then she turns, and I turned to her. I said, I thought there was no God. She's like, oh, come on. We all know that. It's instinct of human being. We all have to call to some higher power when we're in trouble. And she's like, and seconds later, she's like, there's no such thing as God.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
I was traveling to Houston from Edmonton way back, sometime in late 2000. So the lady that sat next to me in the plane was a doctor. She was some kind of doctor, and she was heading out to some very important medical conference. If you've ever taken a flight over the Colorado Mountains, that whole rocky chain, it's very turbulent, that flight. Because of the mountains, it's like very, very turbulent. It's like... So this lady, we're having a conversation and talking about God. And she's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm a total atheist. I don't believe in any of this. And literally, when the plane started shaking, and it's not even like crazy turbulence. It's like enough that like... things were moving like that. And like out of her instinctive reaction, she grabbed my hand. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then she let it go, like when everything calmed down. And then she turns, and I turned to her. I said, I thought there was no God. She's like, oh, come on. We all know that. It's instinct of human being. We all have to call to some higher power when we're in trouble. And she's like, and seconds later, she's like, there's no such thing as God. Right? This is the same thing that Allah says in the Quran. That when they are in the middle of the sea, they don't find anyone, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way, and they're like, you know, oh Allah, just rescue us and we will never forget you. And then when the ship reaches the shore, the person becomes as if he had never called on Allah ever before. And likewise is the case of the Muslims. We see this all the time, right? One of the places that I did my co-op, there was some senior guy, I don't know who he was, and we had a Jummah. So we had like on the floor, we had Jummah, and we'd go and pray Jummah over there. And obviously, you know your regular Jummah crowd, people who work in the corporate, you know what I'm talking about. You know the regular Jummah crowd. You know that there are other Muslims. They don't want to be shown as Muslim. But then there are people who are going to come for Jummah. There's usually 15, 20 people. They'll come and they'll do a little Jummah and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, this person shows up to Jummah. He's on my floor. He's like a C-level guy. And I'm like, he's a Muslim? Like, I'm totally shocked. Because like he like doesn't... You cannot tell by any way this person was a Muslim. So he showed up to the Jummah. I still vividly remember. And you know, the Imam Ibrahim over there was there. Imam Ibrahim Abdul Hayy Patel, he was leading the Jummah. And then afterwards, he saw that, you know, he's an older gentleman. So he saw my face, and I was just like in total shock that I worked with, I'm on the same floor with this guy. How is he a Muslim? And Imam Abdul Hayy was like much more senior, 30 years in that same company. He said, actually, you know, the bonus season is very close by. So, you know, a lot of people remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jummah during this time. And also there's going to be a restructure. So there's a possibility of a very senior promotion that some people so get. So they all show up for Jummah during that time. That's when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is not normal. We do this all the time. Right? I want to donate something. Inshallah, I'll get the promotion. Right? Because we're seeking dunya from the a'mal of akhirah. We're seeking dunya. We have enough yaqeen that if I give for Allah 1,000 today, Allah will inshallah turn this for my promotion inshallah, or for my bonus, or for my better appraisal. We do this all the time, right? As people working in the corporate field. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hidayah and, you know, not use the deen.